All right, welcome Geek Culture Congress. We are live once again from the Clearwater Comic Con as I get situated here. And I'm here with Devious Eye Entertainment, and they're going to talk to me a little bit about your new video game. So tell me what was the inspiration for the video game, how did it come about, and how are you implementing it?
So the game came about when I was a kid. I always wanted to be an author.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell stories. So right. I went to school for game design, and my whole dream was go work for Microsoft.
Okay.
Didn't fall through. It just didn't make it. I had an opportunity, went there, it kind of fell through, nothing came of it. So I really kind of turned around and I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
So started Devious Eye Entertainment.
Right.
We've grown over the past 3 years. The video game we're working on actually came to me, to be completely honest, it came to me from watching a horror movie in Vermont, not paying attention to what was on there, having headphones in, listening to Marilyn Manson.
Oh, okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
So, came up with the idea.
Yeah.
A lot of inspiration for the game came from games like Outlast, a game called Daylight. PT, if people are unfamiliar with that, it was actually the playable teaser for the new Silent Hill game that got canceled.
Okay.
So I really looked at what these games were doing, and it was like, well, I want to tell a story, and I want to tell a horror story. I want to tell a story that's very different, very unique, but then at the same time, I want to do things different from other companies.
Okay.
So one of the things that we're doing different is my lovely ladies here, if they'll show the posters.
Yes, please.
We are definitely changing how we are looking for gaming goes.
Right.
So our thing is like, as you can see in these posters, these are actually people in costume. The costumes were made by yours truly here, who is just phenomenal at what she can do. Her name is Roma. She is in charge of all of my looks for my monsters.
Nice.
But what we are doing is we are actually scanning them fully costumed into the game. So instead of actually having just a 3D rendering, we are scanning them directly into the game. So you actually have the person in costume in the game, chasing you, hunting you down, coming after you, you name it. Like, that's just what you're in for.
Very cool. So give me what's more or less the plot without spoiling the game.
So you play as one of our... the only protagonist. The game is set up to be a trilogy, so this is the first of three. You play as our protagonist who, if you're here at Clearwater Comic Con or you come out here, she is actually the one who is showing people the game on our big TV over there.
Very cool.
Because our booth's right over there.
Yeah, it's right next to us here at Geek Culture Comic. We're next door neighbors, so.
Yeah, so she's actually playing it, but what you do is you're actually playing as her, and it's all about trying to figure out what your relationship is with not only the place that you're in, you're trapped here, you're trying to figure out why you're trapped here, but you have a relationship and a connection with not only this place, but you also have a relationship and a connection with all of the monsters. So really, as you play through the game, you're going to discover exactly what that is. That's what your story is for part one of three.
Ah, I see. Okay, so very cool. So you're showing the game right now. This is kind of like a demo, maybe
first time, like a couple levels. We're showing essentially we call it the centerpiece.
Mm-hmm.
It is the center of our entire map. So what you could actually see here for the first time, being shown public. Before this, it was only shown to Microsoft and Nintendo. Is you could actually see what we call the garden. The garden is essentially an area where only three monsters roam. One roams the whole time. The other two can kind of come and go as they please. Roma here has the main monster of that area. This is played by actually one of our employees. His name is Maze.
Nice.
He is essentially a fungus. And with his character, to give you guys kind of an insight, his character is very unique. So the reason why his character is unique is because not only is he completely made of fungus, but he has these little eye flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And these flowers bloom when you're near them. And when they bloom, they actually have an eyeball. That eyeball watches you. When he sees you, he knows exactly where you are at that time, and he will come hunting you.
Nice.
And he's going to come after you, and all you're going to hear is we actually have a vocal effect on him, which makes him sound like he has about 8 or 9 different voices. And all you'll hear is all these voices through stereoscopic surround sound and you're just gonna, it's meant to make you like want to run. Game doesn't have any combat. The game is very Outlast-esque, so okay. It's definitely a run, hide, you want to escape.
Survival.
Yep, it's all about survival. But yeah, we're looking at a spring 2020 release.
Wow, very cool.
And
all platforms? Or
all platforms, including the Oculus Rift.
Nice, nice. So PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox, Switch.
Nintendo Switch, yep.
Nice, very cool, very cool. Do you give everyone info? They want to check it out, want to see it in action,
if you
or
wanna
at least
check
see
it out,
some teaser for it?
If you want to check it out, right now we have a bunch of live-action trailers of some of our monsters. Four monsters have been released
today. Give me the name of it one more time, the game.
Reverie.
Reverie. Okay.
It's actually called, because it's part one, it's Reverie the Awoken.
Ah, nice.
Is the actual full title for it. But we have four trailers that are going to be released. I believe two are released and the other two are not. The other two will be released by the end of today on our social media platforms as well as YouTube.
Right.
If you're here at Clearwater Comic Con, you get to see it first.
Yeah.
We are also live streaming to Facebook from our booth, so you can actually check us out if you want to go to the
site. Yeah. And matter of fact, after I'm done here, I'm going to go to their Facebook page and I'm going to share their live feed so you could. You'll find it somehow, some way, okay?
There you go.
Or you can just go directly to them. I already linked their Facebook page there in this live video, and it's going to leave it there. And if you're listening to this, the audio version only, just go to
Facebook.com/DVSI.com. You can go to DVSI.com.
DVSI.com,
ladies
and
gentlemen. All of our social medias.
All right.
And I got one cool thing to tell you.
Yeah.
So, if you are familiar with the Oculus Rift, Oculus is coming out with a brand new machine, which is called the Oculus Quest.
Okay.
The Oculus Quest is a self-sustained headset, so instead of needing a computer to run it, it runs on its own, kind of similar to the Oculus Go, which is out now. For those of you who really like horror, and for you as well, if you're willing to take a trip to St. Pete in October, we are actually going to build a haunted house maze. And you will be able to walk through the maze with an Oculus Quest on in our world with all of our monsters.
Wow.
So that is something that if you want to be a part of that, keep an eye on our social media because we will definitely
very
be sharing
cool.
everything about it there.
Very, very, very cool. Okay, guys, so keep up with DVSI Entertainment and go to their website and check out Reverie. Right? All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good one. Enjoy yourself. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.